Good morning. My guest this morning is Allison Goodwin from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Well, I suspect that you and all the people around you at the food bank are keeping very busy because what you're doing is helping people who were affected by the fires, and there are plenty of them, if I'm not mistaken.
There are. We're definitely seeing an increased need in areas that we, in some places, were already offering food distributions, and in other places, we've, you know, completely opened up and responded to that need. So we're definitely seeing people that are accessing hunger relief that have never done that before.
I was just going to ask you about that. Do you feel that people are having problems reaching out like that and asking?
We assume that that's the case. So what we've done is we've set up what we're calling Station 3990 food distributions.
Uh-huh.
And our home base is 3990 Brickway Boulevard. And so we've said that's our sort of named disaster response.
Uh-huh.
And we've taken that moniker and we've done it in a mobile distribution too. So we're doing Station 3990 both from the food bank as well as offsite locations. And we're offering that as a drive-through distribution. So we've never done that before, but we figured if this was challenging for folks to dip their toes into food assistance for the first time,
uh-huh,
perhaps it would feel slightly more comfortable if they were, you know, in their vehicle and not having to, you know, park and get out and walk up to a food distribution or stand in a line. At least if you're in your vehicle, you sort of can listen to the radio and be distracted and, you know, say hello and roll down a window. But for the most part, they don't have to become any more vulnerable. They don't have to get out. They don't have to...
Right.
Do much more than just drive through and get
great.
A provision of groceries.
That's very kind. I take it you're looking for donations?
We are. So we are still collecting donations of non-perishable food items just because that's the easiest for us to you know, handle and ensure that folks can benefit from, you know, whether it's for an immediate meal or, you know, a week or two later. And then financial donations are always welcome as well, just because we're going to keep responding to the disasters for, you know, many, many months to come, I'm sure.
Have you been surprised at the number of people who have approached you already?
Kind of. I don't know that we were prepared for that and that we have been sort of second responders ourselves and have staff that just recently went to Houston and, you know, have responded to other disasters to help, but we have not been on the receiving end of that bounty until now. So it was a little overwhelming the first, you know, 9 or 10 days post-disaster. We had a lot of people here just physically showing up to volunteer and wanted to make the most, you know, use of their time and be helpful. But we got to the point where we had to say, oh, goodness, you know, you really have to sign up online because it was really becoming a health and safety concern that we didn't want people around forklifts and things that would put everybody's
yes.
health at jeopardy. So we did have to say we've never turned away volunteers before, but we really have to have people sign up online. And then they're certainly welcome to do that as often as they're willing and come back for, you know, weeks and months to come. But we had to discontinue taking walk-ins just because it became a health concern.
Yes. And really, a number of agencies that I've contacted over time, they have to learn it by themselves. It's not something that you can just intuit, but it seems like you people are right on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of staff that have worked in disaster relief and in hunger relief for a long time. And so by helping out others and reaching out for what we could do in a case of a disaster, we were as prepared as we could be without actually experiencing it ourselves.
Well, thanks for responding to us, Allison, and thanks very much for everything that you do.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, let's tell people that if they would like information about what the food bank is doing, the number is 523-7900. If you need food, call 523-7903 or visit refb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.